Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
We're looking at the character of Jesus. We're doing 60 parts on the character of Jesus. And what is wonderful is we are now at part 41. And this one is just simply entitled Childlike. Childlike. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew and the 18th chapter. We're going to go from verse 1, and this is what it says. It says, about that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them, and then he said, "I tell you the truth. Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Wow. When you look at that, it means a great deal. When I look at it, it means a massive amount to me. Because you see, I used to be a person who was full of ego. For many years, I struggled to become an actor. I did the odd film, the odd piece of theatre here and there, and quite a few television appearances, but never major things. And I always missed out. I always slightly missed out on the major part. I was up a couple of times for some major roles, and they didn't happen. I was up one time for a major part in a film, and I got the part, but the film never happened. Something happened and the film just did not take place. And I had a huge ego, always trying to self-promote, always trying to pat myself on the back and say, "Look at me, I'm brilliant." Until the Lord showed me another way. Until he spoke to my heart and changed my perception of who I was as a person. And it came to me that I had to seek humility with all of my heart and with all of my soul. God Almighty himself did something so wonderful for me, I could never imagine it. For 7 days he poured his love on me, and that is why whenever I mention the words unfailing love, I know exactly what that means. His love poured on me for 7 whole days. His love doesn't stop, but it was not as intense as it was during those 7 days. It was life-changing. And that is what knocked the ego away from me, completely out of me. Because at that time, I was still egotistical. I was working for a television station and a radio station, both of which were Christian. And yet still I had this ego, and I had to learn humility. And so when I read this, it means a great deal to me. Jesus said this, "And I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And I can imagine Jesus sitting there with that child, maybe on his knee, and he's showing the disciples, because it's the disciples who started by asking the question. I can imagine that. The disciples came to Jesus, and one of them must have asked this, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? As if Jesus cared. That is my point. It doesn't matter if you're the greatest or if you're the least. What matters is you have a relationship with the living God, where you know that you want to worship him in spirit and in truth, and you want to continue to worship Him, and you want to continue to adore Him, and you're not thinking of yourself any longer. You're not thinking of your own way, if you will. You know, I was asked to go and preach at a church some years ago. And there were 25 people there. 25 people. And when I arrived, I thought, well, I'm supposed to preach here, so I'll preach. And I preached to those 25 people. It was a wonderful time that we had. Another time, I was at a conference and I had to bring a seminar. And I brought this seminar, and it was in London as well. I brought this seminar and 8 people turned up. So instead of sitting in rows of chairs, I just asked them to come and sit with me, and we sat in a circle. And I brought them a word. And I say this, it was one of the most powerful words I have ever brought in my entire life. The Holy Spirit was there in force, and it was just a wonderful time we had. You see, before that, my ego was saying, you know, you should be preaching to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Really? That didn't happen. And to this point, it never has happened. And I am just grateful for what God does in my life. Sometimes the evil one slips in and says to me, you know what? Look, you've got no one. No one's listening to you, so why do you bother? And sometimes I listen to that, and it gets me down. But then I remember my Redeemer. I remember that my Redeemer lives, and I remember why I do what I do, what I do. And it's because I am glorifying Him. And numbers don't matter. What matters is a humble heart. What matters more is that we live with a heart of humility. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Turn with me real quick to Matthew, the 5th chapter. We're going to go to chapter 5 just very, very quickly. I want to bring something else to you here. Let's go to verse 5. Jesus is teaching at the Sermon on the Mount, and he starts by bringing what we call the Beatitudes. And he says this in verse 5. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. Now, if you go back to Matthew, the 18th chapter, just flick back there again and see what it says in verse 4. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. We already know from the Beatitudes that those who are humble are going to be blessed, and the blessing will be that they will inherit the whole earth. Beloved, let's just know this, that the way forward for you and for me is to always have a humble heart, to always recognize humility in us, and to ask the Lord to bring us more humility. I want to pray real quick. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you pour more humility into our lives, and to make us humble in your sight. I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And if you have prayed that with me, then just say these words. Just say, yes, Lord. Just say, yes, Lord. And by saying, yes, Lord, you're agreeing with that prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus.